I don't see it as a physical series as much as hotly contested, where then at times it's boiled over to a loss of emotional control. I think both teams play with a very good intensity level, great passion, and so. But I don't see it like physical, like Memphis and the Clippers, or even Indiana and New York, where there's big bodies banging around. As far as Tom's comments and the fines that resulted, listen, I've been fined before for what I've said, so I've been through that process where it's sort of an illusion of an investigation when they call you on the phone, they act like they care about your opinion, and then they just whack you with the fine. So, you know, you just take it. It's part of the business. And listen, you can lose your mind as a coach sometimes. And there's no doubt some critical calls went against their team. Not the ejection of Muhammad as much. But I thought Jimmy Butler's second foul really changed the direction of the game, which was a blown call. And then the foul on Noah late on the offensive rebound when they were down five, instead of having the ball near the basket to cut it to three or even two on a kick out to the three, it ends up in results in free throws down the other end. So, listen, when you're undermanned like this, like the Bulls are, you need everything to go your way, including the whistle. And sometimes it just doesn't go your way.
Well, as I was telling JT before this happens, I mean, look, it's all part of the playoffs, and everybody's trying to jockey and do what you got to do. If you feel you've been wrong, and sometimes you just have to take it public to put the pressure on the league to take a look at something, or if there's a specific thing where guys will send in film or whatever. Like I think we saw it yesterday in the Golden State San Antonio game. They called 1,000 moving picks, so somebody sent something in for that. I know. So
exactly.
it's one of those things. That's the way the league operates.
And that's what got me that record fine of $100,000, because all of a sudden they started targeting Yao's illegal screens in that series way back against Dallas. When I'm saying, like, look at Dampier. He's never set a legal one. You know, so, I mean, it just at sometimes, you know, and Mike's been through it a million times, the process can be infuriating at times. But there is no slack given to coaches. I mean, the league is obviously rightly concerned about any allusion toward conspiracy theories. But as Mike just said, as a coach, sometimes you do have to. It's the cost of doing business. You got to say what you think. And Tom did, and it cost him.
Off the Dribble, weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern. On Sirius 92, XM 208, and Sports Zone on the Sirius XM app.